Well, hello guys. Now, should females be on the front lines or at the pointy end of things? Well, here's an incident in Birmingham, the UK. And these are transport police. And apparently there was an unruly femon passenger who started to get quite violent. We won't call her a Karen, but she probably was. But in trying to subdue her, a femon police officer got hit in the face by the femon. Immediately she was taken out of the action and kind of stooped down in the corner of the rail car, and that's where she remained. Some people say she was crying. Another police officer obviously went to see if she was all right. So if you think about it, you've got a unit of people, and one's been taken out. Then another one goes over to assist, and that's two taken out of the unit. And I'm sorry to say, but a lot of femons are not really suited for this sort of frontline business. Of course, if it was a male who actually hit a femon police officer, well, that would be serious, but this is a femon, so she'll just get a slap on the wrist, probably. There is a video on this link I'm providing, if you want to watch it. They look very, very unprofessional, though. And if you watch it, this femon that got hit is a bit of a drama queen, I think. The guy comes over and asks her if she's all right, and then he orders for medics and probably helicopters and SWAT team and God knows what else. If femons want to be in the front line, then they're going to take the chance of getting injured. So what do you got here? You got about, what, four, maybe five guys trying to sort out two femons. Jeez. The actual facts are that femons are not as effective in these situations as males are. But I bet you she's getting the same wage as they are. You don't hear them protesting about that. It's the males that should get more money if they have a femon in the unit. Because they not only have to deal with the situation, they have to protect the femon in their unit as well. I mean, they're kind of a liability. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. And putting femons in the front lines of anything has never really been successful, as far as I can tell. Also, the femon police officers I've dealt with or seen, they usually escalate the situation instead of calming it down. But that's just me. Anyway, let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.